Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, bearcreekarsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, final hour, Thursday edition. I am up in New York City with Buck Sexton as we are certainly continuing to track the impact of Hurricane Ian as it has moved across the entire state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis of the state of Florida addressing the community and the media and everyone else right now. Let's go live to him as he is taking questions right now from the media from Punta Gorda, Florida.
We're seeing historic reserves, even as we've continued to break records with the revenue coming in with no income tax and low taxes. They revised it in August saying, okay, Florida's getting more revenue. And then in September, we're like $300 million over what they estimated. So we have put an emphasis on infrastructure, partially because the state is growing, but we understand in a situation like this. You know, we had a bridge knocked out with Hurricane Sally because you had a barge that was left loose and it rammed into the bridge. So we were able to fix that, but it's not something that happens overnight. So to me, I think the more issue is we'll have resources between federal and state and local. I'm pretty confident that. But it's, okay, this is an island that you're not going to be able to access by car until that is done. And so what's going to be the plan to do? And that's just going to be something we're going to consult with the local leaders at the city level and at the county level to try to figure out what the best is. But, you know, when you deal with these things, you stabilize, you provide the help with people, but you want to get back to some semblance of normalcy as quickly as possible. And it's going to be harder in some areas than others, but I want to, you know, let's work on Sanibel and let's bring it back to where it was as soon as we can.
Governor, for properties that were totally wiped out, how should it be determined if flood insurance or wind coverage should be appropriate? And how was that determined during Mexico Beach?
Well, so that's kind of an age-old thing on these storms. I mean, you'll have disputes because obviously if you have both policies and you file a flood claim, the flood is going to want you to file the wind claim. The wind is going to want you to file the flood claim. You know, what I would say is when you have surge that's 10, 14 feet, when you have 6 feet of water in somebody's home, to me, that's a flood claim. And it doesn't mean that they may not have also suffered wind damage, because as we know, it was a really significant thing. But you don't, wind alone is not going to cause the 6 feet of water. I mean, that's a flood event. And it's not just in the barrier islands, which of course had a lot. You know, you go in some of the places in Lee County, you know, that are close to the river and some of these inlets, you had massive, massive rising waters. And so that's just something we do. I mean, that's what was happening with some of the folks who did not do the evacuation. They were hunkering down, and their homes, I think, we're totally fine to handle even a really strong wind event. The problem is if the water is rising, you're in your living room, it's a foot, 2 feet, 3 feet. You know, they're the ones that we're calling saying, hey, this is a big problem. And of course it is. So I think at the end of the day in Lee County, I think most of the claims are going to be flood claims. I think in Charlotte, maybe the mix will be a little bit different because I did see, you know, some wind damage. And I think that those claims would be appropriate. But clearly, you know, when you're in those flood areas and you have the water rising like that into your living room, that is a flood.
Governor, speaking to people today about the insurance, you know, they worry, you know, sometimes, you know, the insurance companies will shuffle their feet on a normal stance, on a normal situation. Now we have this where everyone's going to be flooding the insurance companies. What's your message to those people who might be worried that the insurance companies might not be acting fast enough?
Well, Jimmy, where's Jimmy at? Yeah, so, and I'll let him say, but, you know, part of the disaster recovery are these insurance villages. He's done a great job of leading. He's getting the carriers all together. You know, they're going to have a footprint in all these affected counties. People are going to be able to go and they're going to file claims. There's already been things done with our insurance regulation agency. You know, go back 10 days, none of those cancellations are valid, and you can't cancel going forward for another couple of months. So there's already actions being taken, but I'll let Jimmy come up and do that. And look, at the end of the day, we've had a lot of issues with property insurance, but a lot of that is because of lawsuits and a lot of things that don't focus on the core business. This is the core business of paying these claims, and we understand the time is of the essence.
So that's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is answering questions, and we'll continue to run on this press conference and bring you any news that we can. Buck, he specifically addressed Sanibel Island, which many people out there may be familiar with. Bridge is down. It's almost impossible to get to that island. It seems to have been, in many ways, the epicenter of where this storm damage is going to be centered, as well as the Fort Myers area where the water inundated. We did an event down there last year in Naples area. For those of you who may not be that familiar with that area of Southwest Florida, it has grown tremendously in the last 20 or 30 years, and we have tons of people who listen to us down there. I've seen footage. We did the show. Some of you may remember. Buck got COVID. We did an event down there and broadcast live from inside of our affiliate studios there. And they're completely flooded. I mean, I've seen the footage. They have a television station also connected to that. And we're certainly wishing the best for people down there. Buck, what I would say, though, is just contrast how Ron DeSantis responds to questions that he's getting from the media about a very difficult situation, a natural disaster that just happened, with how Joe Biden is able to communicate. And it's night and day.
I mean, in any crisis situation, you learn a lot about a leader.
Yes.
And Ron DeSantis is handling this so far with both preparation and precision, which is, I think, two of the most important things you can bring to bear in a catastrophe like what has a natural catastrophe, you know, nature unleashing its wrath on the state of Florida. As to the island, the barrier islands he's talking about right outside of, right on the western part of Fort Myers, Captiva, Boca Grande, and Sanibel, it actually reminds me a lot when you look at it geographically of the place that was really hit the worst during Hurricane Sandy, Sandy Hook, which is a spit of land off of New Jersey.
Yeah.
That just, it's very narrow, it's at sea level, and it was essentially just washed away. Some of those barrier islands, it looks like, got the brunt of it, the worst of it, in the Fort Myers area. And so he's telling everybody, look, we're going to be fixing everything as fast as we can. Talking about the deployed resources, the linemen to get the power back up. The fact that they're already restoring power in some areas that had it knocked out is obviously encouraging. Still many, many more who need that power to be turned back on, but there will be some parts of Southwest Florida that are going to take a long time to rebuild. And now you're in this moment, too, where people are going to have to pick up the pieces literally and figuratively. They're going to have to go see in a matter of days, most likely, what the home damage is, getting those insurance claims, making sure people are supported as they're going back to find that maybe their home is gone.
Yeah.
And the governor is clearly laying out that they are preparing for all this. They have a strategy in place to handle this. And, you know,
the Democrats wanted Andrew Gillum to be the governor of Florida. I mean, just honestly, you know, decisions, elections have consequences, which is the most prescient thing, really, that I think Obama said when he was in office, the most memorable line that was a very true line. There's a lot of wisdom in it. Elections have consequences. And just think about with the state of Florida through COVID, Ron DeSantis's leadership, and now what we're seeing so far. I know it's early, and I know that there are going to be a lot of people that no matter what he does, try to use this as an opportunity for cheap shots. But everything that he has done so far, everything he has laid out, you say, it sounds like this is somebody who's in command and control of the situation as best as one could be. And the residents of Florida are benefiting from resolute and competent leadership right now because it matters, because elections do have consequences.
What we still don't know is what sort of casualties this storm may have created, how many deaths there might have been. Positive from this press conference, as you and I were listening to it during the commercial break, Ron DeSantis said, I believe that they're down to only 1.2 million people without power. I know that the on-air numbers that are being put in the corner of the screen are higher than that right now, but the updated number that he gave us was 1.2 million. That speaks to the massive army of people from, I believe, over 30 states that are standing there to provide assistance and help to get power back up. It also, as he said, speaks to the degree of building and infrastructure that many of these companies had put in place to be able to withstand 150-mile-an-hour winds and a substantial storm surge all over this area. We want power to get back, but as he said, some of these structures may not even be able to turn their power on because some of these businesses and homes were actually destroyed, meaning that there isn't a place to turn it back on. Earlier, Buck, you and I were talking about the fact that there are, for those of you who have spent time around Florida, I think there's this tendency to believe, oh, a lot of people who retire to Florida are all super rich, and there are rich people who move to Florida and retire. But there's also a wide variety of properties that people buy. There's a lot still all over Florida of these sort of mobile homes, of the trailers that people buy to live in part of the year. And many of those in this storm were completely wiped out in the same way that you will see if a tornado comes through your jurisdiction. It's often the trailer park community that bears the brunt of that. Fox News had earlier this morning people from reporting in some of those mobile home communities that were essentially wiped out. So there will be a wide range of impacts on property. And as in any of these events, people are still finding out exactly what has occurred, but it appears that Fort Myers and that area, as well as you said, the barrier islands, bore the brunt of this devastation.
Coming back with more on this, and also the founder and operator of the Libs of TikTok account is supposed to be with us at the bottom of the hour, Shia Reichick, and she'll be with us to talk about how the left is desperately trying to prevent her from showing you what the left actually thinks. We'll get to that in just a few moments here. It's hard to fathom, but we've lost more than 63 million babies' lives who have been senselessly taken by abortion in the last 50 years. But someone is doing something about it. They're called Preborn Pregnancy Clinics. Preborn began their mission over 16 years ago. They help women with unplanned pregnancies by offering free ultrasounds. You see, when an expectant mom hears her baby's heartbeat and sees the image of her baby on an ultrasound, she sees a life created in God's image. That immediate connection of life and love oftentimes leads the mom to choose life for that baby. Preborn has positioned their clinics in the states where over 50% of abortions occur. That way, they've been able to rescue hundreds of thousands of babies' lives. They're the country's largest provider of free ultrasounds, but their ability to help and to save lives is entirely dependent on you, the pro-life community. Your help is needed now more than ever. One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 helps to rescue five babies' lives. To donate, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword baby. Or you can go online to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck.
BUCK. Let's save babies' lives together. Preborn.com/buck.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees, that's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck Show. 800-282-2882 on the phone lines. We got Jane in Saratoga County, New York with us. She's been on hold. Jane, thanks for calling in.
Hi, guys. How are you? First of all, we wanted to tell you, we have listened to Buck for years and years and years. We used to advise you about how great Jewelry Beach was, and now you guys are together, and you are awesome. And we need to tell you.
Clay also likes Delray Beach, by the way.
Yeah,
he supports the Delray Beach move. Yes,
great. Yeah, so I'm from Miami, but anyways, I'm sadly in New York right now. I just wanted to mention you had Zeldin on, and he is so awesome, and so many people love Zeldin. But, of course, Hochul and her buddies will not let people report just how popular he is. So I want to encourage people, stick with him, because he's much more popular than anyone is reporting.
Oh, I think you're right, by the way. I think that they are doing some suppression polling, if you will, by putting it out that, oh, Zeldin's down by, like, you know, way beyond double digits. He's down by 10 points, 15 points, whatever it is they're saying most recently. I just believe it. It's Clay, I believe it's a winnable governor's race for the Republicans here in New York. And any fellow New Yorker who doesn't see that Kathy Hochul has got to go, I just got to look at them like, what do you need to see here?
Yeah, we talked about this, and I think we need to continue to emphasize it. And I think all of you out there can help us emphasize this. There are going to be a lot of close races. And it's important that people in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Georgia and Arizona and all the states that we know are going to be relatively close, Ohio, North Carolina, you guys all know. But what I think we need to make clear is, hey, Oregon, right now, there is a real chance that a Republican can win that race. We had Christine Drazen on. She actually is up in the most recent Oregon poll that I have seen. Yesterday, we talked with people in Colorado. You got a chance to win that that race, the governor's and the Senate. In Washington, Tiffany Smiley is given a real go at it with Patty Murray. What I want everybody
Balduck in New Hampshire, too, by the way.
Serious
shot to take down Hassan.
What I want all of you out there to understand is don't let your guard down in New York or Colorado or Washington or Oregon where – you may not have had that many recent Republican wins. These are all very winnable races. And I don't want you to get emphasized or turned away. Remember, New Jersey almost went red. And I think if New Jersey had known how close that race was going to
more
be,
Republicans
more
in New
Republicans
Jersey
would have
turned out.
Gone out.
I mean, I always tell everybody, New York City has over 1 million Republicans, which is shocking to people here. But it just, we got... You know, about eight. Well, it's close to 1 million. It's a little less than 1 million, but we got about 7 million Democrats and call it close to 1 million Republicans in New York City. And you know, if they turn out, they can be the difference maker. You look at independents. You look at the people who are persuadable. There's a reason. I mentioned this yesterday. Obviously, the storm is our focus and will continue to be for this week. But we mentioned yesterday, Clay, here on the show, that Mike Allen of Axios was on. He was saying for Democrats, the two things that have them the most fired up are threats to democracy and abortion.
Yeah.
Not the economy, not the border, not crime, not inflation. None of the things that we talk about matter to Democrats because they can't allow them to matter in their thinking because they've done a terrible job on those. So this is why it's democracy threats and abortion for the Democrat true believers, because they're creating a safe space where they're not buffoons for voting for buffoons in office.
I'll just remind you, last year, Glenn Youngkin flipped Virginia, and there was the idea that that might happen. But nobody was talking about New Jersey almost going red. And we came within a hair's breadth of New Jersey electing a Republican governor. And so if you're listening to us in New York, Washington, Oregon, Colorado, New Hampshire, as you just mentioned, Buck, big statewide races, do not allow them to convince you that those are foregone conclusions. I really think all five of those states could go red. I don't think that's crazy at all. For business owners, running their business and paying attention to every detail of their human resource responsibilities, you know, it's no picnic. Managing remote workforces, keeping up with changing regulations, HR compliance, hiring and retaining top talent, payroll. Look, the list goes on. If you run a business, you know exactly what you have to do to keep your employees engaged. That's why Insperity matters. They've put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy, focusing on the health of your organization. What if your HR strategy includes access to better benefits to help you keep your employees you have and attract new ones? Also, training for your employees to increase their skills so they become more productive. There's always going to be challenges in business. But no matter where they come from, Insperity is ready to help you move past them by providing the HR solutions you need. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are joined now by a woman who is doing phenomenal work helping to put a spotlight or maybe even just a mirror on far left-wing insanity that is occurring on social media that, frankly, your kids, your grandkids are experiencing on a day-to-day basis. Initially just on TikTok, also a popular Twitter feed. She is Haya Reichick, and she joins us now.
Libs of TikTok.
Libs of TikTok is the account. But there's a lot of people listening. Thank you for making the time with us, Haya. In our audience that, frankly, aren't super active on social media. So if you had to, Haya, describe what you do and why that is considered controversial for an audience that may not, I mean, they might have seen you on Tucker, but they may not be active on TikTok or Twitter or social media channels on a regular basis. Paint them a picture for what it is that you do.
Hi, thanks for having me. So I basically just hold up a mirror, like you said, to the left, and spotlight their most insane ideas. So I take TikToks or screenshots, videos from, at this point, not just TikTok, from all over the internet. And there's no editing, and I just post it, and I'm like, this is what's happening, this is what the left is saying, and the reason that that is so controversial is because the left really wants to be able to do all of these things without anybody noticing. So, for example, I've been focusing a lot on what they call gender-affirming care in hospitals, which translates into double mastectomies, hysterectomies, and all kinds of other genital mutilation surgery on kids, and it's controversial because they don't want you to know that it's happening. And I'm like, hey, look, this is happening at this in this hospital, and they obviously they want to be able to do all these things. They want to be able to do to have kids performing in drag shows. They want to be able to do mutilation surgery. They want to be able to get away with their whole agenda without anybody noticing and unnoticing.
Yeah, Haya, one thing that I think I've seen, and your work has led to much more of a discussion around the issues of drag shows where children are being exposed to clearly sexualized adult behaviors. And as you mentioned, the transition surgeries for minors. On that point, there seemed to be, even a few weeks ago, an effort to say, well, these hospitals aren't actually doing these things. And then it was, well, these hospitals are getting threats because people are talking about what they're doing. And now I've started to see, oh, yes, no, these hospitals are engaged in these transition surgeries for children. And here is data that suggests that this is actually good for them. I think this is, it's stunning to see how the narrative shifts depending on the political needs of the moment of the left.
It's straight out of the leftist playbook. They tried it with like CRT in schools. They tried it with the sexualization of gender ideology in schools. But you're 100% right. In terms of these transition surgeries, that transition from it's not happening to it's happening and here's why it's good was really, really fast. It happened really quick, quicker than anything else I've seen. And it just shows that they're really desperate. They really want to keep chopping kids up. Like they really want to do it. And they're going to do everything they can to ensure that they can continue doing it, which is actually why I'm currently on a 7-day Twitter suspension, because I had posted a thread. I mean, they didn't tell me exactly why, but I think it's because of this thread I posted about a surgeon saying that she does surgeries on minors. And they're so desperate that they're calling for anyone who notices to be censored, to be silenced. And in addition to that, now they're saying that it's actually a good thing. So they're just going to keep, I mean, honestly, I hope they keep going with that. Like, you know, if what they want to do is say, hey, look, gender for surgeries are on minors are actually a good thing. Like, I mean, great, go with that. Like, we'll just blast that all over the place, because I think most of America agrees that it's actually abuse.
We're talking to Haya Reichick. She is with the Libs of TikTok account.
She is Libs of TikTok,
yeah.
Essentially.
She effectively, and I wanted to give you an opportunity. You said you're suspended right now for 7 days from Twitter. This has been ongoing. And in fact, the left-wing legacy media, the Washington Post in particular, have come after you with guns blazing, which, as Buck and I have had happen to us, and lots of people who listen to this show know, is actually a sign that you are making a substantial impact. But I'd like for our audience that may not be familiar with it to know, on an individual basis, as you said, just effectively for holding a mirror up to what's going on in our society, what the left has tried to do to you individually as a result of what you are putting out there on social media.
So first of all, they doxed me. Washington Post doxed me, and I think I might be the victim of the most Twitter suspensions. I think I might have a world record.
Good for you, by
the
way.
I believe this is number 7. and again, it just means, I know it just means I'm over the target. So they're really threatened by being shown what they're doing. Like I said, showing them about the gender affirming, what they call gender affirming, which is really child mutilation surgeries. They feel really threatened by it because they just don't want people knowing. And whenever they do, whenever I show what's going on, they call for my silencing. So what we had Washington Post, outright ask Twitter to suspend me. NPR did that too. There's a lot of blue checks on Twitter begging Twitter to suspend me. They're really going hard after me. And I mean, I'll admit it's tough sometimes, but I am very strong and we are not going to let this hinder our work, because what we're doing is extremely, extremely important for the future of this country.
We're speaking to Haya Reichick, Libs of TikTok founder, and it is critical. And honestly, when I think about people that are adding really documentary or evidentiary components to these major discussions we're having, you with just showing us what the left thinks, Chris Rufo finding the actual documents being taught in schools with CRT, it's so essential to have the receipts, as they say, and you're showing the receipts of the other side. They get so angry about this, which is fascinating, because as you say, you're not even doing commentary, you're just sharing what is being said. I'm so fascinated by this point of it, though. Big tech, when they slap you down with a suspension or anything else, is there ever any explanation as to how you can be violating community guidelines for sharing what somebody else has already shared from the left?
So there was like 3 of the times they made us delete a tweet and they made up a reason for why it violated their rules, even though it didn't. But the past 2 times, my 2 7-day suspensions were just general hateful conduct. They didn't tell us a specific tweet. And in fact, people have been reporting our account and we get that report, right? And Twitter says, we're required to let you know that your account has been reported, and we found it did not violate the Twitter policy. That was we got that for a specific tweet and for my profile in general. So they're telling us at the same time, you didn't violate our policies, but you also have hateful conduct, so we're just going to suspend you for 7 days. And the reason they're doing that is because the entire leftist media is really campaigning them to suspend us, and Twitter is just caving to them.
I have to ask, are you ever surprised by how insane the left is now that you're doing this work? I mean, obviously you saw something, which is why you set this up, and you've had you've been on This Is the Biggest radio show, you've been on Tucker's show and Sean's shows at Fox, the biggest TV shows on Fox News. Does it ever just make you think, how did people get so crazy? And also, Democrats don't repudiate this stuff, at least not what I see. It just, we see these things, and you bring up the child mutilation, for example, going out the hospitals. For the most part, this stuff is, that's what's going on.
So I think at this point, I'm a little bit immune to it, and nothing I see really shocks me anymore. I mean, there was, I posted a video a week ago about a drag show, which it was advertised as an all-ages drag show, but it ended up actually being a stripper show. So you had a stripper on stage, literally a stripper, barely wearing anything, with a child right in the front row, like handing the stripper. I don't know if it was him or her. I have no idea.
I saw this clip on your account, by the way. Yeah.
So, I mean, so when I saw that, I was like, oh my God. And then I'm like, well, of course the left is doing this. So I became a little bit desensitized to their insanity just because I deal with this all day. But I think they have no limits. I mean, I think they're only going to get more and more insane. And I think they're obviously trying with their whole math thing, minor attractive person, they're like trying to normalize pedophilia. I think we're going to go in that direction. We're going to see that happen on a much larger scale. I think the left is going to go there, and it's not going to surprise me. I'm just going to be like, well, of course, they're insane. This is what they're doing now. They just keep getting more and more insane and moving the goalposts for insanity.
Haya, do you have a good legal team? And the reason why I'm asking is we've had Alex Berenson on this show a lot, and Twitter banned him. And you said right now you may be the most banned person on Twitter, which is, I think, kind of a stamp of authority that you're having a lot of influence. But do you have a team that can mobilize if they decide to try to knock you off permanently in the same way that Alex Berenson did?
Yeah, so we actually hired Alex's attorney. So he obviously
good for
has
you.
A good track record. I think he's the only one in the world to ever do that successfully. So we hired him, and he is amazing. And we have a legal defense fund set up. We have a team of attorneys, and we are preparing for a lawsuit against Twitter.
Where should people follow your work, by the way? I mean, very few of our audience, I think, are going to be on TikTok. But are you set up with either a Substack or are you on Truth Social, on Rumble, any of those?
So I'm on all social media platforms, Live the TikTok and Substack, livethetiktok.com redirects to Substack, and that's really where we're going to focus all of our effort when we do eventually get banned, if and when we get banned. And we also put out content on there weekly. So livethetiktok.com. And all socials, True Social, Rumble, yeah.
Please, everybody, go. If you're on any of these social accounts, go follow Libs of TikTok. Critical. I mean, sometimes the stuff you watch, it's just mind-blowing, but really important work. Chaya Raichik, thanks so much for being with us today, and we'll have you back on soon.
Thank you.
My friends, if and when there's another very disruptive event in our country, one that causes long lines at the grocery store or simply severe supply chain issues, you're going to thank yourself for taking action on an offer from My Patriot Supply. Heck, I mean, look, any disaster can knock out the food supply chain for long periods of time. You know this. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency food company, is currently offering a 20% discount on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks for 3 solid months per person. That means you can rest easy knowing you have this kit safely stored away. And at 20% off, it's just too good to pass up. But the sale is going to end soon. Go to preparewithclayandbuck.com to grab this deal before it goes away. Get your 20% savings at preparewithclayandbuck.com. That's preparewithclayandbuck.com. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees, that's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order.
There is a great evil taking place in our society. Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken. Preborn is dedicated to saving these precious lives, and every day, the staff members at Preborn Clinics rescue 200 babies and help women in crisis by sharing light, love, and a free ultrasound.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
You see, when an expectant mother meets her precious baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life for her baby. Would you join me and Preborn in rescuing babies' lives? One ultrasound is just $28, and for $140, you can sponsor five ultrasounds helping to rescue five babies' lives. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn. Closing up shop today on Clay and Buck. We're here together in New York City. The boys are going to be out on the town tonight, enjoying the sights and sounds, and hopefully not getting...
too hungover? Are you worried about being hungover here?
Oh, I was going to say hopefully not being accosted by lunatics as we're crossing the street, because the city's having a rough time. But we'll be all right.
Well, that is something you got this experience with it. The crime situation is not ideal.
My CIA karate chop is not as finely tuned.
I thought
as
you were nervous about drinking and being a little bit hungover tomorrow at noon. I was like, it's noon. We should be fine. We bounce back.
So we're gonna be here again tomorrow in NYC. But one thing. Speaking of CIA and memo writing and analysis, which is what I really did there, we have something to follow up on here. The former CIA director, John Brennan, had on the Nord Stream pipeline attack. This pipeline attack...
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because... here's the thing. If they said this could be natural cause, I'd be sitting here saying, well, maybe... But at least that would be a... You could say theoretical. Everyone seems to agree this was sabotage.
That's right.
So somebody sabotaged.
It's a whodunit.
Somebody sabotaged. You know, this is, you know, Colonel Mustard in the library with the candlestick next to him, and Colonel Mustard is no more. You know, like something bad happened here. Like
yes.
No one's thinking he slipped in the bathtub. Clue, for those of you who remember the game from back in the day. I don't know if that does anyone. Oh, I think everyone remembers Clue.
I think everybody remembers Clue.
So something happened here. And here's the former CIA director, who's a Russia collusion conspiracy theorist nut and a left winger, saying he thinks it's Russia.
I think all the signs point to some type of sabotage. These pipelines are only in about 200 feet or so of water, and Russia does have an undersea capability that would easily lay explosive devices by those pipelines. And I do think it's a signal to Europe that Russia can reach beyond Ukraine's borders. Who knows what he might be planning next, but I think this is clearly an act of sabotage of some sort, and Russia is certainly the most likely suspect.
See, now I hear John Brennan say something, former CIA director. I actually never worked for him at the agency. I've worked for some of the other left-wing lunatic directors, though, who come out now on MSNBC and CNN. He says it's Russia. That makes me think it's less likely that it's Russia. I'm just going to tell you, this is the truth. I mean, this guy is so wrong about everything that if I didn't pay attention to his track record, I'd be it'd be malpractice analytically.
Well, and Russia is saying it's the United States. The United States is saying it's Russia. And then some other people are saying, hey, this could be a Ukraine-affiliated move. So there is a whodunit aspect. We know that this was an intentional destruction. What we don't know is who did it. And like I said, Russia's pointing at the United States. United States is pointing at Russia. And there are other actors out there that are also being blamed here. But this is where we are, I think, going to be in terms of expert analysis for years to come, Buck. In the same way that Watergate destroyed basic trust in the American government in a way that it hadn't before, do you trust the CDC in the next year to be honest and be able to put transparent truth in front of the American public? I don't. I think that COVID has disrupted even more trust in American institutions and all the lies surrounding the Hunter Biden
laptop misinformation claim by 50 of the most senior former intelligence officers you could pull together anywhere has destroyed
I can't trust them at all.
Somebody goes on TV and they're like, oh, I was, you know, former NSA director. I'm like, are you a crazy lib? Because
yes.
I don't care what you have to say.
That's right.
And that's where we are. And by the way, that's the correct response. Anyone who doesn't do that is likely to be misled now, because they showed you they will entirely light their credibility on fire if it helps Joe Biden, the guy who, as we know, asks for deceased member of Congress in the room, and the media tries to cover it up. How many mentions of that, by the way, on NBC, CNN, any of those places?
Yeah, they did a great write-up on this at Fox News, and I was sharing this on my Twitter account. None of them have mentioned it, which is pretty wild. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC, they didn't cover it at all, the fact that Joe Biden tried to find a deceased congressperson in the crowd.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.